an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering Life Changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today is Rishi Kumar and his mother Pearl Kumar, and we'll get to all of that as soon as we come back right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
And we are going to be talking about some life changes. You know, I wrote up on Facebook, we've always talked about regular people, everyday people doing extraordinary things. And this is one of those shows, and I'm so glad that we have a first here for Life Changes. It's a mother and son team, Pearl and Rishi Kumar, who have done some amazing things in their home, outside their home, in their community, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But Mark, talk about Life Changes, huh?
Yeah, talk about Life Changes. It's been a week for Life Changes, and we're starting to see more and more of that. In almost every news announcement that's coming across the wires.
Planned life changes and unplanned.
Very true.
Speaking of unplanned, you had some interesting ones that happened to you this week that I thought were... it's funny because we were using accidents as an example, and the next thing you know, you have one happen in front of you.
Well, we were talking about our workshops and how, you know, there's a decision-making point there's critical decision-making points that happen in everyday life, right? But they're usually the ones that surprise you, that happen at a moment when you're not expecting it. And the example that we were discussing the other day was an accident, right? And how you have a choice as to how you're going to handle that accident, how you're going to respond or react. And that can set off a whole chain of events. It's kind of like that old movie Sliding Doors, right? There's different ways that it can go. So, oddly enough, I was on the 5 when, driving on the 5, highway speed, and in front of me, within perfect viewing, I had front row seats for a pretty significant accident. Yet it was a miracle that nobody got hurt, and I was fully prepared for one of the cars to take flight. He had done 2 360s. Wow. He was hit by a transport truck, a pretty sizable truck. When I first caught that it was an accident, I was looking at the headlights of this car going backwards, jammed up against this transport truck, and another one spinning behind it. And so I watched this whole thing at I pulled over, I put on my blinkers and put myself in position to slow everybody down, and then pulled over and then spent the next, you know, 20, 25 minutes talking the emotions down of the entire group. Wow. Of the three different drivers. The one wife was disoriented and walking in the middle of the highway, kind of, you know, while her husband was wanting to kill the other guy. And it was a very interesting dynamic. And so, yeah, that was a life change moment. But I got to see different perspectives because the different people in that situation were handling it very differently.
You know, and even for you, actually, because you come upon this, some people would just drive around it. Some people would just looky-loo or whatever. And you get out and of course, you're trained in all of this. So, you know what to say to people. And you're also psychology trained or whatever. You know, you have your degree in psychology. So, yeah, but that is interesting. And those are... That's a really good example of unplanned life changes.
Very true.
I mean, those people's lives really changed and could have changed even more.
Well, changed dramatically. And I think when, you know, the one thing that was such an emotion for the one guy was, of course, you totaled my car. And it was so clear to me that he could have been dead. He should have been dead. You know, it was that type of an accident. And I'm like, yeah. You know, you need to not be worrying about the car, and you need to be started, you know, paying attention to what really came out of this, which is you're alive and have another shot at enjoying your time with your wife and whatever you're going to do is go about your day.
Right. You know, actually, so that's a great example of an unplanned life change that we, what we teach in the workshop is how you make the most elegant, and quick choice in the moment. Now here are two people, our guests, who are making planned life changes, and they're teaching other people how, to make planned life changes. And we're going to talk about what it is they do specifically, but one of the things that I really liked about what they're doing when I went and saw their garden in the front yard and the backyard, growing up as a young child, I remember one of my favorite things to do was to go to Italian houses because first of all, my parents, having been born and raised in Italy, had a lot of Italian friends in America. And so it was fun because I loved the language, I loved the music, and I loved the food, and there was always food, whether it was desserts or cookies or food. But in the front yard, there were always fruit trees, and something was always ripe, you know, and they would take us around saying, here, Filippo, pick this, or, oh, this one's perfect. And they'd either have us pick it ourselves or they'd pick us for us, and we'd sit there and eat some of the most delicious food, fruit, whatever we've ever had. And then once we'd go in the house, then we'd go to the backyard, and the backyard was full of tomatoes and basil and string beans and zucchini and this and that. And they'd say, here, when you go home, take this and look how beautiful this is. And sometimes they'd let me water it and all that stuff. And I always loved it. And what I remember, because I grew up in Monterey, California, not everybody had lawn, green grass, or grass, I should say, not always necessarily green, in their front yard. We had plants, and again, there were a lot of Italians, and so they had fruit trees and things like that, too. So then growing up in a very lush place like Monterey, there were a lot of trees, period. When I moved to San Diego or Los Angeles, Riverside, I noticed that as a community, as Americans, we had all bought into the fact that you have to have a lawn in front of your house. Otherwise, you're an American or something. And so I don't know exactly where this came from, TV shows or how this all comes down to us thinking we have to have a front lawn. And the funny thing is, it's kind of like growing up and seeing when really tight, skinny designer jeans first came on as the fashion. I remember seeing some people who never should have been wearing them, men and women alike, who, in my opinion, judging as a child, looking, saying, that's not attractive. Why are they doing it? So that you could see Jordache or Gloria Vanderbilt or something. But the shape of it kind of looked odd, and in my opinion, those people would have probably looked better in the clothes they were wearing before. But because designer jeans were in, even if they didn't look good on them and they didn't feel good, they still wore them because that was the fashion. Well, lawns are the fashion. Everybody has a lawn. The funny thing is that the majority of lawns that I see, especially around Los Angeles, where people thankfully don't waste, hopefully don't waste a lot of water, but some lawns are just dry. And some lawns have cars parked on them, and some lawns, you know, they're not manicured well. So it's like, what's the use of having a lawn? Especially when you do water it, and even those who keep it green, that's using some resource that we could use, the water especially, to water a lawn that does nothing. Nobody plays on it. Nobody really cares. What are we listening to? What are we following? So the when I went to go see Pearl's house and Rishi's house and saw these lush the vegetation in the front yard, some of it edible, some of it not, but all of it beautiful, and trees and this and that, I'm thinking, these are people who are thinking. Now, little did I know that they were thinking beyond my thinking, because then we went in the backyard, and there's this huge garden which was producing over 3,000 pounds of edible food, so much so that they have to give it away because they can't eat it all. And they've turned from consumers to producers. And they're going to teach us today on the show how we can do the same thing easily and quickly right after this.
A healthy new you is on its way, and it starts with Laminine. Laminine is a natural, synergistic superfood that contains most known vitamins, important trace minerals, all 8 essential amino acids, and other nutritional elements. Laminine is nature's most perfect food and the perfect combination of life-giving sustenance sourced from land, sea, and plants. The key ingredient in Laminine is a normal adaptogen called fibroblast growth factor, which helps to create a balance or normalization and aids in restoring the body to its natural state of homeostasis. Regular use of Laminine has been known for reducing the signs of aging by giving you healthier skin, decreasing the effects of stress, increasing physical, mental, and emotional strength, increasing libido, and it's also been believed to elevate serotonin levels, thus improving mood, aiding in brain function, and increasing alertness and focus, all while developing an overall sense of well-being. Are you ready for the healthy new you? For more information, email trylaminine now@gmail.com. That's Laminine, L-A-M-A-N-I-N-E. Or call 818-462-6782. That's 818-462-6782.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And the Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
I'm Filippo Voltaggio. This is Life Changes with Filippo, and our guest today is a mother and son team. The mother is Pearl Kumar. She is a gourmet chef, gardener, businesswoman, and speaker. She founded The Growing Home in 2010 at her house in Southern California. The Growing Home is a standard-sized suburban home converted into a farm and model of sustainability, harvesting rainwater and producing nearly 3,000 pounds of food annually. And the son is Rishi Kumar, and he is a leading expert in the field of urban agriculture in the Los Angeles area. Over the last year and a half, he has worked to help disseminate knowledge about growing food in an urban environment through his major project, The Growing Home. Welcome, both of you, to the show.
Thank you, Filippo.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it is my pleasure. What do you think of green lawns in the front yard?
It's a total waste of water, time, resources. In fact, today's a super hot day in LA, and I was just driving down and watching all of the burnt lawns, and I was thinking, you know, like, our lawn is super lush. It's totally green, full of vegetation. We're not suffering from the drought at all, while everybody else is suffering, and we're probably using less water than everybody else.
With 3,000 pounds of food produced annually in your garden, I don't think you're suffering for very much. And that is quite, quite impressive. Rishi, I have to ask you, I know you are very young. What made you get interested in something like this that people don't normally think about until they're much older, if at all, like gardening?
It was because I went to school. I was a computer science major. I spent a lot of my time in college just staring at computer screens, and it was just a very unhealthy lifestyle. You know, I was crouched over all the time, not in the sunlight, not doing physical activity. So I was trying to get into some kind of activity to bring more balance into my life, and I found that through gardening. You know, it was something I could do outside. I was getting some exercise, I was feeling the sun on my skin, and I was growing this amazing food, you know, that you could taste the difference when you're eating it, and you could feel the difference afterward in your body with just how much better it made you feel.
You know, I have had the pleasure of having food from your garden, and I can attest to that. And like I was saying during the monologue, I enjoyed being able to pick some things right out of your garden and eat them right there. And things that normally you'd think have to be cooked, when you pick them and they're fresh, they could be eaten, and they're even better than cooked sometimes.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. A lot, I mean, there's a huge difference in taste when you pick something just totally fresh right out of the garden and when you buy it from a grocery store where it's been shipped 2,000 miles to get to you and been sitting in a refrigerator for 3 weeks. A lot of stuff happens in that time.
Yeah. You, Pearl, you started this garden actually yourself a few years back. The actual website and all that, the Growing Home, was started in 2010. But you've been doing this for a while. What made you start?
You know, I contemplated on that, and it's, I think, hereditary, maybe. I'm not sure. All of my family, you know, my parents, everybody, they're always gardening. We come from lineage of landlords back in India. So I think I've always been around the, you know, the earth, been always having my feet, hands in the earth. And I think that, you know, if you've never done it, you'll never know the feel of what it is to grow something. But once you start to actually grow something, it's such a magical experience, and you feel so connected to the earth that you know, it's very addictive. It gets to be very addictive. You just love being around nature. It's amazing to see, you know, to go outside and get an egg from the chicken. I mean, like, it's just super amazing. Every time I go and get it, I am wowed by it. So I just love this lifestyle. It's there is definitely a lot more balance in, you know, being able to, because we have a lot of micro businesses at the Growing Home as well, and then we do this too, so we all work together as a team in, you know, having this lifestyle.
You know, I have heard certain modalities about healing in the naturopathic sense. I don't know if that's exactly within that science, but that if you walk on the sand and go to the ocean and of course breathe clean air and all that as much as you can, but also have your hands in the dirt, that can be very healing. So I'm connecting with what you're saying here with that.
That's something that, you know, I personally absolutely believe in. It's you know, there's all, when we're standing in our shoes, where you're just totally disconnected from the earth, and when we're barefoot on the soil, and we got our hands in the soil, we're grounding ourselves, and we're, you know, just really feeling that connection to the earth. And, you know, it's just like, it's like putting a skin cream on you. You know, if you have the soil on your feet, all that nutrients and all those minerals in the soil, those are going to go in to your skin, you know, through your feet and through your hands. So that, I think that's absolutely a vital part of health.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. And you've obviously done a lot of research and really thought about this, because I know some of what you're doing includes permaculture, which actually we had Ro Elgus on the show about a year and a half ago, who is an organic certifier, and she talked about permaculture. So we've learned a little bit about that, but you're applying it. And she's talking about big farms and all, and small farms. You're applying it in your backyard. How does that work in a yard?
Well, you know, permaculture, it's basically just a philosophy, and what it talks about is just trying to, you know, realign ourselves with the basic principles that make nature function. So all we've done is taken those same principles which you see going on in the forest, and we've applied them to our yard. So, you know, some of the things that we do are things like rainwater harvesting. So in the forest, when the forest gets a rain, it doesn't let the water just run off to some other area. It wants to hold that water in the ground so that water is available throughout the year. So we put in all these kind of in-ground rain catchment systems so that when we do get a rain, we can soak all that water in, and we can use that water to, you know, to sustain all the vegetables and fruits and herbs we're growing without having to rely so much on, you know, irrigation water or pumped water, which is coming all the way from the Colorado River.
Well, you know, I'm going ahead of myself, because I'm thinking about all of the things that I've seen at your garden and that you've shared with me that are so intricate. And, like, for example, the conch spiral herb garden that you have that doesn't use too much land, and yet it goes up, and when it catches the rain, it trickles down. I mean, what, I don't even know where to start with all this. And you're saying we could do this?
Yeah, these are absolutely things that people can do in their own gardens to make them more ecologically sound. We've obviously put a lot of work into it. I've been working on this house for the last year, and I don't expect everyone to just wake up one day and start doing everything that we're doing. But we just want to show, there's some basic things, some basic practices that you can take on, which will make your garden a healthier, more vibrant place, and more ecologically sound.
You know, Rishi, I'm going to want to know what those are. But in the meantime, I want to let everybody know that we're talking to Rishi and Pearl Kumar, and they have the Growing Home Garden. The growinghome.net is where you can learn more about them, and we're going to learn more about them and how you can do this too right after this. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo.
Today, experience the Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change, written by Bradley Quick, author, producer, motivational speaker, and host of the award-winning radio talk show, The Quick Fix, with Bradley Quick on CoolChangeRadio.com. Bradley's passion for life is evident in his book, written so you can experience health, find your purpose, and have more effective relationships. Beating insurmountable odds, overcoming death and being paralyzed, Bradley fought his way back so he could help you conquer your struggles. Experience increased health, vitality, passion, and purpose in your life right now with The Quick Fix, and read about Bradley's courage, ambition, and determination to live. Whether the issue is your thoughts, your physical body, or you just want to feel better and be happy, The Quick Fix, a simple process for positive change, will change your life. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, take positive action now and receive a free guided meditation CD with your order. That's a $20 value free with your order today. Go to BradleyQuick.com. That's BradleyQuick.com. Take control and begin feeling better now. Get the book and free CD now at BradleyQuick.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. And now a public service announcement from E! News anchor Juliana Rancic for the National Italian American Foundation.
We're fighters. You know, Italians are fighters, and we have passion, and we take great pride in our work. I truly believe that if I weren't Italian and I didn't have my parents, who are the ultimate Italians, as role models, I really don't believe I would ever have reached my goal. I'm an Italian American, and I am so proud of it.
The Italian American heritage. Live it, love it, celebrate it.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org, or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org, or telephone 323-592-3181. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
back. This is Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo. We are talking to a mother-son team, Pearl and Rishi Kumar, who have started The Growing Home. You can learn more about them at thegrowinghome.net. The Growing Home is a model of urban, suburban, sustainable living. In an average-size suburban lot, Rishi and Pearl have transformed it, and what was once an average Los Angeles home has become a very diverse urban farm with over 40 fruit trees, 50 varieties of vegetables and herbs, chickens, rabbits, bees, worms, and more. Now, here's what you could do if you go to thegrowinghome.net. You could learn when they're doing the demo garden tours at the actual garden in Diamond Bar, I believe it is. You could also learn where Rishi is going to be doing, or it has been, and continues to do workshops and teaching people how to do this in their home. And Pearl actually teaches, takes it from there and tells you how to cultivate and how to cook it and how to eat and enjoy it. So go to thegrowinghome.net to learn more about them. Now, Rishi, you were saying that you spent like a year and a half doing this. Now, for people that have 8-to-5 jobs and kids and all that stuff, how can they start? What's the first thing they can do to start growing their own food?
What I usually tell people is just to start with something. You want to, you don't want to just jump into it and, rip out a huge piece of your lawn. What I usually tell people is start with one or two plants, grow a basil plant, grow a tomato plant, grow a pepper plant, and just start with that and then move on to something bigger. A lot of people are getting these raised beds. They're 4 feet by 8 feet. And in that one raised bed, you can produce enough food, enough food for your family, especially during the summer. You can, get most of your tomatoes and zucchinis and eggplants out of there. So that's a really great place to start. And then from there, just keep expanding and keep adding new things to your garden. That's exactly how we got started. We just had a small vegetable garden in the back. We had our fruit trees before, and then we just kept expanding to the point now where we're producing all of the produce we need out of the house, and we have the chickens and all that stuff. So it's just really a step-by-step process that you need to go through.
Excellent. Pearl, what are the kinds of things people will see during a demo garden tour and learn during some of the courses that you all teach?
What they're going to do is they're going to see how we've utilized our space. So here, we've got all kinds of, we've got flat land, we've got slopes. They're going to see, how we've terraced it, how we're storing water, how we're interplanting. Did you know that even trees need companions? I mean, like, I never knew that. But, underneath all of the trees, we've planted herbs and legumes because trees don't like to be alone. They like company. And so there is a symbiotic relationship between plants, and you're going to see what we have done. We have the spiral garden, we have the chickens, we've done companion planting. We have something called hugel culture, which Rishi can explain more about, but it's another way of raising food and storing water. We also have raised beds. We have vines. We have...
We lost Pearl there for a second. Are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. You have raised what?
We have raised beds as well. So we've got a sampling of all of the different types of variations that you could start with. We started, the traditional way where, we talk about pulling a lawn. But permaculture, you don't start off by pulling a lawn. You actually use the lawn as food. So you actually plant over the lawn.
And
you use the nutrients that are there. So, it's a lot less backbreaking. And I just feel like once you see it, you can envision it. And that's why we've created this space, basically. We've created it so that you can envision it. A lot of our You know, they talk about visualization, like anytime you want to create something, you first have to visualize it. You first have to think it. And that this is what we've done. We've created a model where we've incorporated an outdoor shower, you know, so in the middle of summer, you know, you can go outside and shower outside and use that water in the lawn. So we've just done like many, many little things which just make more sense, and it just helps. It's all about really creating that visualization for people so they can come over here, they can look at it, they can get inspired by it, and then want to go out and do it in their own yard. And it's really not very difficult, like I said.
I'm glad to hear that, actually, and it feels like more and more people are getting interested in this. Rishi, in the classes that you're teaching, are you getting a sense that people are really opening up to this more and more?
Yeah, the interest in the last year has just really spiked. You know, people, especially, you know, like what you were talking about lawns, you know, people are beginning to realize more and more that they're really wasting their money and they're wasting a valuable resource when they're watering their lawns. They're coming to our class and to our house to see what we've done, and that, you know, all these houses have this vast space in front of them and behind them where they're just doing nothing. They're wasting water in a space where they could be growing some really delicious, healthy food for themselves. So that's what people are coming to us for, and we're teaching them what no one else is telling them, you know, and that a lot of people who have grown vegetables before, they try to imitate what they see in a farm, which is, you know, these huge rows of cabbage or huge rows of carrots.
Right.
Just one plant. But right. That's really a system that has been developed so that huge machines can go through there and just easily harvest one thing or easily, you know, clear one field. But we're growing in our homes, and we don't, you know, to have a huge row or have huge spaces between each plant, that's all a waste. We could be using that space to grow more food, and when we plant different varieties of plants together, they actually grow better. So those are the kinds of things we're teaching people. They're just these small changes you can make in the way that you garden, and you'll get a huge increase in output, and you'll decrease the amount of work that you do.
I love it. You make me want to do it. And in the meantime, I want to encourage people that you could learn from Rishi and Pearl by going to their website, thegrowinghome.net, and from there you can subscribe to their YouTube channel, where they've got like 50 videos so far of explaining how you could do this. There's a workshop they're doing on August 11th at the home itself. But I know they're doing workshops all over the place, so you just have to go to www.thegrowinghome.net in order to learn more about them. Rishi and Pearl, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you for doing what you're doing, and I look forward to coming over one of these days and helping you pick some food and making it together.
That sounds like fun. You still, I'm waiting for you to cook some Italian food here.
Oh, very good. That's right. You have all the ingredients. So perfect.
Rishi, yeah. You're wonderful.
Okay, very good. Thank you both for being on with us. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo, and we'll be back with our producer's wrap right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up."
A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
I am Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo, where we have had a very inspiring interview with Pearl Kumar and Rishi Kumar, mother and son team of The Growing Home. For our producer, Mark, where do we start?
You know, when you hear everything that they talk about, I was stunned. I don't know if we can hear that.
I can hear that.
How about now? That sounds like we're back. Okay, so before hearing myself, I was hearing them and thinking about all that great information, and it reminded me how disconnected we've become from this type of knowledge. Mm. And, you know, the analogy that came to mind was I started thinking about the programming and how different, you know, humans are and how dependent we've become on systems and electronics. And, you know, I started thinking of the food system. And then I thought of something even more mundane, like how I used to remember and know everybody's phone numbers by heart.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Haven't thought about that in a long time.
And we're so reliant on our smartphones that our phones are smarter than we are. We don't know, you know, most people don't know the numbers. We're so used to clicking on the name or, you know, or saying the name now and all those types of things. Well, the same way. So I'll give you a little bit of an example. I had gone with my son to the desert to Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
And after the whole visit, which is fantastic out there, if anybody hasn't been, I recommend it. It's like a whole nother world out there.
Yeah, it really it's like is. Another planet.
It truly is.
It looks like Mars.
And I haven't been to Mars, but I would gather it does look like Mars.
I have. It's just like it.
just kidding. But they sell the Joshua Tree seeds at the end of it. And I thought, oh, what a great exercise. We'll bring the seeds back. We'll plant them. Mm. you know, go through that. Because I haven't done that yet with he's 4 and a half, and he's had some of that at school, but I thought it'd be a great exercise for us because it was also a keepsake, or, you know, to bring back this life from this experience we had.
Yeah.
And so followed the directions and put those in there, and I can't get those seeds to sprout for to save our lives. And it's the most frustrating thing. And I started thinking about that, and you know, I started looking at it's a really small little planter, and I'm thinking, well, if we had maybe the soil, if we put a bigger planter, and so starting to attack that. But then it was kind of shining a light for me on just how much or how little knowledge I have.
Yeah.
In growing things, in gardening, and much less providing, you know, a garden that would, you know, provide the food and you know, that they do to the level that they do, where you can actually, you know, survive on your own. We don't know how to survive on our own anymore.
Exactly. This is like our most important need. And we can't even sprout a seed,
right?
Which is, you know, a miracle in itself. We don't have to do anything but water it and give it soil.
Well, and every time I look at that damn thing when I get home, I'm thinking, you know, he's going, yeah, Dad, right? It's going to do what? Sure, there's going to be a plant going to come out of there, right, Dad? Sure, right? It's going to turn into one of those trees, right, Dad?
You know, and like Pearl said at the beginning of the show, that part of this might be in her blood, that her family always had gardens. And, you know, it's interesting, but my family's the same thing. Each one of... You know, every time somebody bought a house, it was like, this is where the garden's going to be. It was like, wait a minute, we can't have this house because there isn't room for a garden. And where's your... So the garden was the most important thing.
Well, and where I grew up, it was just the opposite. We had tons of room, and it was all grass lawns.
Right.
And the amount of energy and time that I had to put in alone,
just
trimming, mowing, you know, and of course, that was most my business for a long time. Time was as a kid, you know, cutting lawns for the neighbors and making money that way. But it's a one way, you know, it's not a give back, right? It's completely taking. You have to cut the thing, you got to water the thing, and there's nothing, but there's all of that space taken up.
Well, you know, I was thinking, okay, well, that would have taken a job away from you if people didn't have lawns. But quite the contrary, your job could have been helping people put in their garden.
Putting in the garden, maintaining the garden, you know.
Picking the food.
Picking the food, the produce, the fruits, whatever the case may be. Collaborating that across, you know, you start talking about how neat and how cool it can be. Be if you share those, you know, share that with the neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, one neighbor could be responsible for one group of vegetables that grow well together, like you were saying. And I mean, there's, you know, this kind of touches on our belief of the fact that kind of the old self or system serving ways of doing things is dying in order to rebirth this type of a creative, collaborative culture.
Mm. And you know, Mark, it's actually worse than what we've said. It's not even that people don't know how to plant or don't plant. Some of us don't even make the connection that this is food on so many levels. And so I give you an example. I know these people. I'm actually related to some of these people, and some of them are my friends. They have food growing in their yard, like orange trees and lemon trees, because they were there when they bought their houses or when they moved in, right? And I have seen these people buy lemons and oranges at the store because that's where food comes from. And literally, the lemons and oranges are falling off their floor, off their trees and rotting on the floor, but they don't pick those. Now, those happen to be organic. They're not sprayed, all that stuff. And they're buying less than nutrient-rich fruit and stuff when they actually have it growing in their yard and they can't even go outside and pick it off the ground.
People don't realize just how deep the programming of habit and advertising but those habits really is and until you know have kind of somebody show you like you're talking about and maybe kind of shake you out of it. But yeah, you get in these habits that this is what we do every Friday. We go to the supermarket and that's where we're going to get these and they buy the same things. And so even changing foods, experimenting, trying something new doesn't happen because you do it a certain way for so long. And then you become addicted to those foods that you eat. And that process of acquiring the food, And, you know, it's got to, these are things that need to be relearned. And yet it needs to be relearned in a way that it's fun and exciting. You know, kids nowadays, at least a lot of the kids I grew up with, think that gardening is a chore, is work. And so there is a disconnect from what, Rishi and Pearl were saying, in that it's a connection to the earth. It's fun. It's rewarding. There's an energetic experience about that. If you're not taught that way, you know, if you haven't been around it and introduced to it in such a way that it's fun, with kids, it's so easy to
kids love it.
Share that with them because it is. It's a new experience.
Sure. And it becomes a part of them. You know, one of the things that Rishi and Pearl teach is stop pulling out weeds. Now, we didn't get to talk about why, and I don't know why. Maybe there's some permaculture reason. But it's interesting. I joke around saying that no weed was safe around my grandmother, not because she would pull it out, but because she would trim them and it would end up in the salad, or it'd end up, you know, with the eggs, or it'd end up in the sauce somehow. All these different weeds that I grew up with. And then, you know, to then grow up and be craving some of this stuff and not being able to find it in the store because they're quote unquote weeds. I don't think so. This was delicious stuff.
Yeah, well, that's there's those aspects of it. There's what we don't know that's going on in that gardening environment from a standpoint of how the roots interact, how those weeds die, they're providing, you know, nourishment and nutritional value. You know, where the flip side, we, you know, pour these gallons of poison, Roundup, and all these other products onto these, you know, even home gardens. You know, you immediately go out there and got to spray for pests, and where does that go? Right into the ground, same ground that you're going to, you know, farm your vegetables from, that you're going to eat, and the kids are playing in it.
Well, you know what? We covered a lot of ground. Boom, boom. So, with that, I'm really grateful to Pearl and Rishi for what they're doing and for being on the show to share with us and share with all of you through their courses and all. I'm grateful to Dorothy for producing the show, Dorothy Lee Donahue, Mark Legere for hosting with me, and to Seth Hendrick, our engineer, and to all of you for being with us. I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that when life changes, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. They will change the world. Now's the time. Now's the time.